And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you, and we are broadcasting live from the Home of Hope Charity Classic here at Lanier Island's Legacy Golf Course. And this cut-in is brought to you by Legendary Home Sales Advantage and Realtor Tyler Wendt. And I'm joined by Joan Williams. She is the president-elect for the Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett. The golf tournament has been going on all day. It looks like the golfers are getting close to finishing up the 18 holes. The weather has turned out to be beautiful. It was a little windy earlier, which I'm sure played havoc with a lot of the golfers. But the sun has come out now. You could not have asked for a nicer day.
Yes, the weather was a little bit of interesting this morning, but we always turn a bad thing into a good thing, and it's been a great day to play golf and just to be together to support a worthy cause.
We talked to Phil Olson with the Kiwanis Club earlier today, and I mentioned that for more than two decades, the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club has been organizing these golf tournaments to help kid-based charities. And this year, you decided to team up with the Home of Hope. And I joked with Phil, I said, what took you so long? But talk about tying in with the Home of Hope for this year's tournament.
Yes, well, Kiwanis Club is all about empowering children, helping them to live better lives. And so we've been doing some different events or different support for Home of Hope for a couple of years, as well as local Gwinnett, the food pantry. And so we knew the need was there to support Home of Hope and their endeavors, and we support what they're doing. So we decided this year to go ahead and put our efforts toward raising funds to support them, and it's been a win-win situation for both of us.
The reason I wanted to talk to you, Joan, is because I know you've done a lot of work behind the scenes, and we wanted to thank you for everything that you've done and let people know the hard work. You've had to help put together volunteers and talk about all the work that goes beyond, because the golfers come out, they play golf, they're having a great time. They don't think about all the work behind the scenes and all the planning. So talk about what you've had to do to put this on.
Well, we have a great committee of volunteers. So, of course, Cal Andrews and Phil Olson are the chairpersons of the event, and they work a lot with Lanier Islands and doing the backstory. I and my team, we're organizing the food, the volunteers to be here to do registrations, to do the raffle sales, to do lunch for the volunteers. And Chick-fil-A at the Mall of Georgia this year sponsored the lunch we had today. So that was awesome of Christy Ferguson and Kevin Ferguson as well. And then it's just coordinating all the people to be at all the different stations to make this event run smoothly, where the golfers just have no clue what's been going on behind the scenes to make this run well and have a great time.
You became my favorite person early on because you were bringing us some Chick-fil-A sandwiches. As far as the money raised today and the donations, and of course you sell for like things that you can buy when you're on the course to make your score better, and
yes,
the things like that, and you got a putting contest and things like that. When all is said and done, how much are you hoping to raise today for the Home of Hope?
Well, right now we've $20,000 is what we're giving to them. So because of all the golfers' registrations and so forth that's been pre-sold, we were able to do that. And then we have a lot of sponsors, as you probably have talked to, corporate sponsors that made that possible. So today will be extras to be able to apply to those endeavors as well.
As the president-elect of the Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett, tell us about some things that you would like to see happen as you move forward, because you'll be taking over in October of 2021.
2021 is coming on October 1st. I'll be president-elect, and then 2021-22 I'll be president.
Okay.
So this coming year, we'll be carrying on what's been done, and we just continue in Kiwanis to continue to grow and expand. We're ever evolving club, and we're flexible with the times, and so I'm just looking forward to carrying on the tradition and looking at new opportunities to serve our community and make it better. I also want to say real quick a shout out to Scott Snedeker at Ace Hardware, because he donated all these wonderful grills and Weber Green Egg.
Oh yeah!
And for the raffle, and that we're able to sell raffle tickets because of his generosity, and use that funds to help. So yeah, but I'm looking forward to a good new year, and it's always exciting with all of our projects, and we may add some more as we see opportunities arise.
When you see Scott out here somewhere, we've got to get him to come over here and talk to him and give him some kudos as well.
Okay, I will. I will send him your way.
Now, as the golfers are getting set to wrap up, it's middle of the afternoon now, and they teed off about 8:30 this morning. If they teed off on time,
9:30.
I was on Central Time or Atlantic Time, whichever way it would go.
Yes,
just an hour off. But so they'll be coming off soon, and then it looks like you've got a beautiful buffet set up here, and then I guess an award ceremony.
Yes, we do. So Jeannie White State Farm Insurance Agency is sponsoring the 19th hole. and then we'll have hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll have an award ceremony. We'll be recognizing the top teams, and also we'll be whoever won the putting contest gets a nice putter donated by Fairway Social up okay. in Alpharetta. And it'll just be recognitions, and each team gets a picture that we've printed while they've been out on the golf course to give to them. And it's just a good camaraderie among all the golfers.
Well, I know your club has been supporting kid-based charities for a long time. Hopefully this is the start of a beautiful relationship with the Home of Hope, and that this is something that maybe will continue. Not
yes.
to put any pressure on you, Joan.
Right.
But it's been wonderful, and I know you've got to be very pleased with not only all the time the volunteers have put in, but the golfers seem to be having a good time. And I think by any measure, this would be a success.
This is a success. This is a lot of fun. I mean, we put a lot of work into it, but it's fun. I mean, we come here and it's camaraderie, and especially we all haven't been together physically in months, so it's been fun to see friends, and it's been fun to be around people and to be social again.
Yes.
And, you know, to know we're doing a worthy cause. It's really not, it takes a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, the real reason I brought you over here to our booth is because I wanted you to sit down for a few minutes, because
okay.
you've been on your feet all day.
So
you can sit here as long as you want, but congratulations.
Thank you
for all you're doing on behalf of the Home of Hope. And day's not over yet, but everybody is having a wonderful time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support, Mike.
Absolutely. Joan Williams with the Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett. And a reminder that these live remotes here on Business Radio X are brought to you by Legendary Home Sales Advantage and Realtor Tyler Wendt. Based in Peachtree Corners, Tyler is a licensed realtor here in Georgia as well as in Florida. Check him out. Go to his website. It's legendaryhomesales.com. And we'll have more interviews here on Business Radio X throughout the afternoon, so stay with us.